She's a Nashville native who lives in New York City. Singer, songwriter, Laura Cantrell. The daughter of attorneys, Laura's worked as an investment banker, a day job she happily gave up a couple of years ago when her musical career took wing. Two fine records, Not the Tremblin' Kind and When the Roses Bloom Again. She's also had great popularity in New York music clubs, toured with Elvis Costello, and found an audience in the British Isles for her profoundly American sound. With a strong sense of the country song tradition, Laura's also the host of her own show, Radio Thrift Shop, on the Freeform station WFMU in Jersey City. We started by recalling her Nashville pedigree.
So I grew up there, of course, great country music town, exposed to a lot of country music, kind of got a good sort of home-based education. I went to school in New York City, Columbia University, and kind of brought to New York with me an interest in country music and also sort of the Southern culture that my family was really part of. So it's kind of interesting maintaining the interest, but from the vantage point of not being in the midst of it all the time.
Come all you people, my story to hear.
You haven't shied away from honky-tonk material, though it's not maybe all Nashvilleized up, but you've got a song that you sing written by Amy Allison called The Whiskey Makes You Sweeter.
I love that song, too. It's a wonderful song. Beautiful story that she wrote of, kind of losing your head a bit when you've had a little too much to drink. And while I think some people like to hear it as a metaphor, I hear it as a real, telling of what can happen, when you've had a couple shots of Macallan. Or I should say Jack Daniels, from where I'm from.
Is that product placement?
'Cause the whiskey makes you sweeter than you
spent a fair amount of time after college as a banker.
I did. I ended up working on Wall Street. I did what a lot of my fellow DJs and other people who were interested in community radio were doing, which was to get a day job. It was a useful thing for many years. But the whole time, almost, I was also volunteering at WFMU and eventually doing my own program.
The community radio station here in Jersey City.
Yes. Alrighty, folks, welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WFMU East Orange. Laura Cantrell here. Happy to be behind the desk as always.
How did you feel up on stage at the Grand Ole Opry in your hometown, suddenly at the pinnacle of old style country radio and music?
Well, it was very amazing. It was really, I've of course visited the Opry many times when I was younger, and you would go and Minnie Pearl and Roy Acuff and Bill Monroe would all be there. And I felt like I was so glad that I got to go to the Opry back then. And I also was figuring out, what I felt about being on stage myself. It seemed a little bit unreal.
All right, now I'd like to introduce a little lady. Her hometown, oddly enough, for a country entertainer, is from Brooklyn, New York. How about that? All right. Miss Laura Cantrell, make a welcome, please.
Jimmy C. Newman introduced me on the Grand Ole Opry. He said, "She's all the way from Brooklyn, New York." And of course, my parents were standing there going, "She's from Nashville. She's a hometown girl."
And I hope someday you will understand why my son.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.